And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. In the wake of Russia's weekend missile attack on the Ukrainian city of Dnipro, one of the deadliest strikes against civilians since the war started, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock Monday called for a special tribunal to prosecute Russian leaders, VOA's Jeff Custer reports. Meanwhile, a Russian man who reportedly is a former high-ranking member of the Russian private military contractor Wagner Group has sought asylum in Norway. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the story.
The Norwegian Directorate of Immigration has confirmed to the Associated Press that Andrei Medvedev has sought shelter in Norway. Last week, police in Arctic Norway had said a person illegally entering from Russia was believed to be Medvedev. According to the Norwegian news agency NTB, the man has been on the run since he defected from the Wagner Group on July 6. He reportedly has told a Russian human rights group that he's ready to tell everything he knows about the group. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say search teams have retrieved the flight data and cockpit voice recorders of a passenger plane that plummeted into a gorge on approach to a new airport in the foothills of the Himalayas. Investigators are looking for the cause of Nepal's deadliest plane crash in 30 years. At least 69 of the 72 people aboard were killed, and officials believe the three missing are also dead. Rescuers are still searching the debris Monday for them. It scattered down a 300-meter-deep gorge.